Hey everyone, welcome to the Enlightened Outdoor Experience. Do you ever find yourself wondering what your true purpose is? Or maybe what the meaning in life is for you? Well, my name is Joshua Roberts, and I will be your guide, your host, and your friend. The purpose of this podcast is to help you have a spiritual transformation in nature. We will journey together through outings, meditations, and many other topics relating to the outdoors and spiritual transformation and growth. Together, we will find our path to enlightenment. Welcome to the podcast. Hi, today on the podcast, we want to talk about leadership. And so I know this is an Enlightened Outdoor podcast, but I feel like everybody can live a better life by adopting some laws of leadership. I think if you really want to live well and get the things that you want, part of that is being a good leader. And becoming a good leader is, I think, important to inspire others. And part of my purpose is, you know, to teach other people and to help other people accomplish their spiritual goals as well as their, you know, maybe their financial goals or their physical goals or whatever that may be. Whatever their dream is, really, I want to help them make that a reality. And, you know, it leans heavily on leadership. And so if I were to, you know, it's that age-old saying, you know, you give a man a fish and he eats for a day. You teach a man to fish and he eats for a lifetime. And so this summer I had an opportunity to go to a leadership camp put on by the New Peaks organization, you know, formerly Peaks Potentials, started by T. Harv Eker, Millionaire Mind Experience. Some of you may be familiar with that. You know, and Dennis Cummins led that camp, you know, and he's a great mentor. Excuse me, and he did my warrior camp, he did my leadership camp, and I've really just grown to be really fond of him as a mentor and instructor, and he really cares about people, and he wants to teach his message and create people to succeed. And so, everything rises and falls on leadership. That's a quote by John Maxwell. So anybody that's researched or looked into leadership or leadership training, you're probably familiar with him. He is a huge asset for leadership development. He's written many, 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 many books on leadership. I've read many, many books by him. I've been to a couple of his seminars and listened to him speak. Just an inspiring gentleman, has a great story. You know, and Dennis is another guy that, you know, he's got a couple of books out, he's teaching and speaking, has some seminars that he's putting together, he works for his Peaks as a trainer, he's been with them for a lot of years, and, you know, he has a phenomenal story too, you know, and a story that relates a little bit with my own in some ways, and so, to be effective, and help a lot of people in a big way, you really got to develop these leadership skills. And so the first thing about leadership is, you know, really just compassion. You know, you really got to understand people. I mean, you've got to be strong and lead, but you also need to relate to people and be vulnerable, because people need to relate and respect you as well in order for them to follow you. I mean, you can't help anybody until you truly care about them. And, you know, a lot of times leadership gets confused with position, and people have these positions of power in jobs or in organizations, and, you know, they just want everybody to do what it is that they want them to do, and, you know, they really don't know anything about you or what your skills or assets are. They're just trying to get the job done, and that's a really ineffective way to lead people. You know, and in a lot of outdoor activities, you know, there has to be some organization and some leadership, and you quickly have to assess what resources you have. You know, what resources do I have? What resources do I need? And, you know, so let me just go over the things that they taught us at leadership camp really quick and put it in perspective. The first thing is, what's your objective? The second thing is what is my plan? The third thing, what resources do I have? What resources do I need? What challenge or obstacles may come up? What's my giving and receiving feedback system? A leader will always give and take feedback on a positive level. Am I communicating clearly? What is my next step? What adjustments do I need to make? How do I celebrate? Celebration is key. And what's my new objective? What's next? What am I going to do next? And so based on those principles, you can pretty much adapt that to anything you want to do in life. You know, because if you have a clear plan of attack, you have an objective, you know what kind of obstacles you're going to face, you know what resources you have to help you accomplish your task, you'll pretty much be successful at anything. And if you're not, you fail, you know, there's a great lesson to be learned there, and chalk it up for experience and move to the next thing. You can't do everything perfect all the time. You know, we're all human and we're going to make mistakes, but... You know, I just appreciate the businesses and stuff that I've had and the companies I've worked with and the opportunity to help people find success. And it's really rewarding when you can help people accomplish the things that they want to accomplish, and you're able to put a plan or a pathway in place for them to be successful. And it's one thing to get success for yourself, but it's another thing to help other people become successful and feel good about what they're doing. And just in life as a father... You know, I'm a leader, and I need to create a pathway for my kids to be successful and to be happy and to feel loved and be an asset to society, you know, and be a giver and not a taker. You know, I feel strongly that we all have something to offer the community, we all have something to offer humanity, and we definitely have something to offer the universe. We just need to open up our hearts and make that a reality. But, you know, if you are in a position where you're leading some people, or you have responsibility like that, whether it be a parent or even a friend, you know, this podcast should help you to have a better idea on what you can do better and try to become a better leader. You know, it's something I work on all the time. I feel like that I have an opportunity to help people find some kind of joy in this experience, this physical experience called life, and I'm going to help people have that experience no matter what it takes. And I have a whatever it takes attitude, and so that's why I'm making this podcast. So thanks again for listening, and John Maxwell, great resource for leadership. Dennis Cummins has got a great story. He's a phenomenal individual. He's got a book out. Look into it. Namaste.